Hi there, this is Kendra Adachi, and I host the Lazy Genius Podcast. And I need to make sure that you have heard about the new KFC chicken nuggets. You have never had nuggets like these before, 100% white meat and hand-breaded in KFC's original recipe. KFC has been a family favorite for years, and now we can get all of the delicious KFC flavor we love in one amazing chicken nugget. Order new Kentucky Fried Chicken Nuggets, now available at participating KFCs near you.
I'm in a corner of my living room. I have attached my mic to some shelf that's not where it needs to be. I'm sitting in a chair that sucks. It's awesome. Welcome to Manic Rambling Spiral. I am John R. Bray.
And I am Heather B. Armstrong.
And I'm moved. I am moved and... I think the moral of the story here is that paying movers is worth it 110% because holy God, did that save a ton of time and effort.
Right? Isn't that the best investment?
Man, I will never move myself again. Yeah. I mean, it was, and they quote like a certain amount of time, and if it's more or less, then they adjust it. And they quoted 7 hours. Total, like to move out and in because I had all those steps. It took them 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Are you serious?
I mean, they just hauled ass.
No way.
It was, oh my God, it was so great. Yeah, totally, totally worth every single penny.
Holy shit, especially because of those stairs.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, it was, and they, when they got there, I said, I'm sorry, I know there's a lot of steps. Like, nah, it's fine, and these college guys. Two pieces of furniture, they came back in. The one guy's like, dude, this sucks. I said, yeah, I've been carrying groceries down that shit for 3 years. I know, I get it.
Has it been three years? Oh my God.
Yeah, I moved in July of 2015.
What the fuck?
I know.
What the fuck?
It's wild. It does not feel like it has been that long.
No, it's gone by so quickly, right?
Oh, yeah. And every so often, Lexton will make a comment like, wow, it's already Thursday. This week goes by so quick. And every single time, I'm like, dude, you don't even understand the passage of time yet.
Lita, actually, we were driving somewhere the other day. And she's like, Mom, this year. Oh, my God. She's like, Mom, this year. And I was like, I know. And she's like, people ate Tide Pods this year.
Oh, my God. That's what she's... Oh, man.
She's like, that happened this year. Can you believe that happened this year? Like, that's how long this year has been. Like, to her, it's been the longest year ever.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I get that. I think it's, in some ways, yeah, that's how it feels when you kind of look back. But at the same time, I mean, I don't know. I feel like it just rolled over and...
Yeah, I think for me, it's like the amount of things that happened. It's like... Holy shit, the amount of shit that happened in the last 12 months. What?
Right, like how is it possible that all of that took place in 12 months?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think because there's so much going on, not only in our individual lives, but just in general, when I even think about it, and I realize that the midterm election was like just over a month ago. And it seems like it was like 6 months ago. Because so much has happened in that short span of time. It's just bizarre.
It's completely, utterly, I mean, day to day to day to day to day, it has changed and changed and changed and changed. And oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. There's really nothing to say about it. I mean, it's crazy. And I'm realizing Christmas is in 1 week exactly from right now when we're recording. And I'm going out of town to visit some family. I have, like, my sister, and she has the 4 kids. I don't have anything to bring them at all, in part because I guess I didn't realize how quickly Christmas was coming. And I also, I mean, I have stuff. I don't know where the hell it is at this point. It's in a box somewhere.
Right. So, you're not going to find anything for a while.
No. Well, and I sent you that text, like, the day after I moved that I forgot to pack the one necessary IKEA tool in the fucking football. So I spent probably 20 minutes tearing open boxes randomly trying to find it. And finally, it was 8 o'clock at night. I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to go buy one because I can't look for this anymore. And I found it the next morning.
Oh,
so that was great. But really, that was the only casualty. I think I broke one glass and lost a tool. So all things considered, it was pretty smooth.
It was pretty smooth. I mean, you're done, right? You moved.
Totally moved. Yeah. And actually, I made a lot of progress with boxes over the weekend. So there are still a lot of boxes. But sometimes it just takes a while to decide which room is easiest to tackle. And then moving unnecessary boxes out of that room, unpacking that room, and then you move on to the next one. It's like one of those stupid puzzles where there's only one open space and you have to slide all the pieces.
Yeah.
So they move. Yeah.
The only downside to having people move you is that they pack your stuff and
oh yeah,
you don't know where they put it. You know, that's the only downside.
Well, and I packed, they only moved. I packed my own stuff. So I theoretically knew where stuff was. They would have packed. I guess that was an added thing, although it was never even offered. But I found that out from the movers. But I have heard some stories about that, where then you really have absolutely no idea. Because you have your own ways of even labeling a box that makes sense to you.
Yeah.
I mean, I have one box that says miscellaneous shelf. But I know exactly what that box is. So it works out.
Miscellaneous shelf. That's great.
Yeah.
So I moved this year too, right? So.
And that was like 47 months ago.
Uh-huh.
God.
And
when was that? That was like 3 months ago.
That was four.
Four months ago?
August. How long ago was August?
Wow. Yeah, that was like 5 months ago. Okay.
Like I literally started moving the day that I got home from Paris. My one recommendation that I really, really, really like, so I moved in. And I had all this furniture from my big house that I had stored in my garage because I moved into such a small place. And it was all this amazing furniture that I didn't want to give up because I was like, well, I'll either give it to my kids one day or if I ever move. And thank God I kept it all because I basically have furnished this entire home. But when I got in, my friend Piper does staging for selling homes. And her style is great. And she's really good about like figuring out rooms. And I was like, can you come like, and I was like, I'll pay you if you will come and help me figure out how to get all this furniture situated. And I swear to God, like it was worth every fucking penny because she came over and I had a living room and I had a family room and I had a dining room and I had my kids' bedrooms like within like 2 days. She did it all.
So she came and offered the vision, but did she also help move stuff?
Oh, she moved it all herself. Crazy. Yeah.
That would be terrible.
She's a stager. That's what she does.
Yeah.
Like she does this like professionally. And she put furniture in places that I would never have thought to put it. And it looks amazing.
Interesting. Like tucking it in corners and
like, let's put these two chairs with this couch and this table. And then let's put this couch over here and then let's move this shelf over here. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't even think about that. Because when we moved, like the living room when we moved in, and you're probably living this right now. I mean, it was just, everything was just shoved into the front room. Just, and you were kind of, it's like a maze of walking through boxes, right?
Oh yeah.
She unpacked and moved all of that in less than 2 days.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It was phenomenal. Like it was breathtaking to behold.
I feel like I kind of understand what I like, but whenever it comes to setting up furniture,
mm-hmm.
I really have deep admiration for people who can float furniture in a room because I just push it all to the walls because I don't really know how to float it. There's one room in this new house where I realized I had done that. And granted, the room isn't done, so there's still some things missing, but it's like this abyss, and then there's a sofa and an ottoman like way off to the side, mm-hmm. and this huge amount of open wasted space that does nothing. And I don't know, I know that if I get like two chairs, they're gonna go on the other wall,
mm-hmm.
and look at the abyss. You know, the people who can come like confidently say, yeah, you can put this in the middle of the room, I need those people.
You need those people in your life to say it's okay. And when it happens, you're like, oh
Piper.
My God, it's amazing. Like, I feel like I'm living in a catalog. Whoa.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
So was he like a minimalist? Or what?
So,
or did he just have like more space than he was using, or
he was waiting for me to move in with him?
Oh wow. So he was living with empty space.
He knew that I had, he moved from a condo and he left some things there and he got rid of some things and he moved into this home and knew that my garage was full of things. And so he basically had a couch and a couple of chairs. And he had this like, I hope he's not listening to this. He had an IKEA table in his dining room that had like rolling chairs, kind of like office rolling chairs around them.
As the dining chairs?
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
And I was like, that's the first thing to go. That's got to go. It's got to go.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I came in with all my furniture and just completely decked out the entire home. So it was great.
So how long? I did not realize that. So he moved out of his condo in anticipation of you moving in. Like that was a strategic move to give more space for both families.
No.
Okay.
It's a long story. It's a very long story. He bought the home last year. And moved in last October. Yeah. He moved in last October and was basically living with a couch and a couple chairs until I moved in August. So
he was just living with no furniture, basically.
He had, so this home, really quickly, I'll try to be brief about it. This home is a really beautiful old, old home. Like I think it was built in the 1920s. And a family moved in 2004 and put this entire huge addition and they used an architect who stayed true to the texture and the style of the home.
Okay.
It's a beautiful addition that they put on the back. Apparently when he bought it, there was a lot of like Tuscan features.
Oh yeah. Did it have a Tuscan kitchen?
Kinda.
Oh yeah.
Huge Tuscan like entertainment center, and there were like these frilly little things on the windows, and so he had his friend come in and like advise him on, like, he had the entire house repainted. The bedroom has a super 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 dark color, like a dark blue on the walls, and he had a gigantic bed anyway. So the bedroom was done. And I came in and added a few feminine touches to it because it's very, 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 very masculine.
Okay.
And I love it. It's very, very cozy. But I came in and got some plants and some decorative pillows.
Some decorative pillows.
Yeah.
I do not have decorative pillows. So
you don't have decorative pillows?
No. Well, that's a lie. I have one pillow with a walrus on it wearing a life preserver. I don't entirely know why or how I came to own that pillow, but I do. And that is the only decorative pillow I own. But I'm very similar to Cowboy in the sense that I could easily live with very little furniture.
Mm.
I mean, it's one of those things where you can do it and then you have company. And you're like, oh yeah, shit. All I have is a wheelie chair and one sofa. And that's kind of a problem. But I'm not doing that here. I mean, I kind of had a vision for this place in advance, which worked out. But
it did work out.
It has so far. I mean, I don't have everything. I'm going to try to do things in some stages, but
yeah.
Yeah. I had a vision and I had enough of an idea from the times that I had been in the home before closing of, you know, what would fit or not fit. And I was also able to kind of stagger things to give me enough time to actually get in here, take real measurements, and then give things a thumbs up or thumbs down.
Mm.
But this is also, this house is from 1920s as well.
Yeah.
With a small addition, not a huge addition, just a one room and a full bath addition on the back. And they did it really well too. No Tuscan anything actually, which was great. It's a weird situation because every time I've moved anywhere, even rentals, there's always, I feel like I move in and think immediately I need to paint this. Or like I need to do something, but they did a really good job with
really
neutral, but not totally bland. And yeah, I mean, it was, there's things I want to do. Like there are two rooms that I want to paint at some point, but nothing was so bad where I thought I need to move in and paint. Like that needs to happen immediately. Mm. Thank God, because I can't.
It's Christmas. Else. Come on.
Oh man.
Holy shit. It's Christmas.
Yeah.
Fuck. Amazon. Yep. I'm like trying to like hurry up and order shit on Amazon and everything now is can't be delivered by Christmas. And I'm like, come on.
And it's so hard because I hate to love Amazon.
I know.
Because I know that they're not good to their people. Like I know all of that and I'm not just saying, yeah, I know it, but I don't care. It is such a hard thing to break when you can order honestly everything.
Yeah.
And it's at your door in 2 days. I mean, everything. You can order a sofa and a box of cereal and it's there it is.
Oh my God.
It's wild.
Speaking of that, really quickly. So General Mills has me on a mailing list because I wrote an Instagram post once where Lita lost her tooth in her Honey Nut Cheerios. And it wasn't an ad. And I was like, this is not sponsored. She literally, legitimately lost her tooth in the cereal. And she couldn't find it.
Oh, my God. Like, actually, not lost it just eating it, but literally lost it.
She couldn't find it in the cereal. And I had my phone in my hand, and I took a picture of it, and I posted it. And I was like, you know, Honey Nut Cheerios, this is not sponsored. This is not an ad. This is, like, legitimately, she lost her tooth in her Honey Nut Cheerios. And they commented on it, which I thought was hilarious. And it was, I don't remember what the comment was, but it was really funny. And ever since then, they've put me on a mailing list and they send me cereal all the time.
Are you serious? You just get like random boxes of cereal?
I get random boxes of like limited edition Cheerios, limited edition Trix, limited edition Lucky Charms. Like, and then they sent me this thing called Dippin' Dots. I don't know if you ever saw these at the grocery store.
Oh, yeah. Aren't Dippin' Dots ice cream, though?
It was a Dippin' Dots cereal. It was turned into a cereal that they did for a limited time. And they had cookies and cream, and they had banana split.
Oh, my God. That sounds awesome.
And they sent me both of those, and I loved that cereal. And coveted it, and I was just, like, rationing it because it was so good. And when it was done, I couldn't find it at the grocery store, so guess where I went?
Amazon. And they had it?
And they had it, and it was $10 a box.
Oh, God.
And I ordered it. And, you know, Lita normally eats Honey Bunches of Oats or Cheerios or whatever, and I kept going to the cookies and cream Dippin' Dots, going like, I don't remember eating this much. What's going on? And then all of a sudden I realized Lita's eating my fucking Dippin' Dots.
Your $10 Dippin' Dots?
I was like, do you understand? That's a $10 box of cereal. You are not allowed to eat it.
That makes me want to order that. Because Dippin' Dots is one of those foods that you can only get in like amusement parks or weird kiosks in the mall. And
heard of it.
Oh my God, it's fucking awesome. It's like really? Little tiny frozen pellets of ice cream.
Huh.
It's funny because it's sort of a food that you make fun of or just like a punchline, and then you're confronted with it. You're like, oh, hell yeah, I'm going to get a large because it's kick ass. And yeah. These little tiny balls, it's, oh my God, it's so good.
Oh, and the cereal is just, I don't know, like, I don't like to eat a lot in the morning at all. So what I'll do is I'll go have, and this is not sponsored either. Do you remember Petal Petal Peach? What are they called?
Oh, God. The Go-Go Squeeze?
Yes. I buy it at Costco now. I buy it in bulk.
That flavor in particular, right?
The Boulder Berry.
Because that flavor is the shit.
Yeah. So the Petal Petal Peach, I'll just have like a quick sip of that. And then I'll grab like a handful of Dippin' Dots. That's it. Like, that's my breakfast because I really hate eating in the morning. Like, it's so good. You've got to get a box of Dippin' Dots. Not sponsoring you guys at all, but it's so good. I
could be, though. I mean, it's pretty awesome.
And I hid it from Lita.
You hit it? Oh, man.
I hit it. I may get her. I may try to order one and see if I... See, so for them, I don't have to worry about stuff not being delivered by Christmas because they're going to be gone through the second. So maybe what I'll do is I'll order her a box of Dippin' Dots for Christmas. Yeah.
Hi, Linda. That's going to be her gift? Again, not sponsored, but you can get an 18-ounce box of each for $20.
Yeah.
Are they both good?
They're both good.
Oh, this is absolutely not what I need and also exactly what I need right now. Oh, man. Why can't you buy this in the store?
It was available for a limited time. And they have sent me like maple flavored Cheerios. And then they had like a pumpkin spice Cheerios during, you know, the whole Halloween. And
yep, that one I saw.
Yeah, they sent me that. They have me on this list and they send it to me all the time. So,
you know what I bet it is? When you go down the cereal aisle, you don't actually... You're not like browsing cereal.
Mm-mm.
You know that you need Honey Nut Cheerios and Honey Bunches of Oats and that's it. You didn't even look. I think I need to spend more time in that aisle. I can't believe I didn't know about these. Oh my God.
Well, I mean, again, it's limited time. So you don't know. You don't know.
You don't know.
But now you do.
And now I need to get it.
And then we're back to Amazon where we're like... supporting an organization that treats its workers terribly. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It is. It's shit. I hate that about it.
Yeah.
Because I know why they're able to get it to me so quickly. And that just sucks.
Yeah.
But it's hard because you've come to rely on it.
Oh, God.
And it's been tremendously helpful with my move. I will say that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and for Christmas shopping, it's just like boom, 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 boom. Yeah. I do not want to go to the fucking mall. I mean, traffic right now, and I'm sure it's the same place for everybody. Traffic is fucking bonkers right now. It's just awful everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's out doing like, oh, God, I just hate it. Hate it. Complain, complain, complain. Blah.
The only thing I like is that although traffic is up and stores are busy, generally speaking, everyone is cheery. Not everyone, but most people. And then Christmas comes and the day after is there and people are standing in line to return their shit and they don't get to do it within 30 seconds and they lose their fucking minds. Somehow it's like people are fine until the 26th and then that's it. I worked at a Crate and Barrel. I was a manager at Crate and Barrel.
You were a manager at Crate and Barrel?
I was. And
what?
Yeah. This was like forever ago. But I would work the day after Christmas and there were the people. And Crate and Barrel is one of those stores that clears out all their holiday shit the day after Christmas. It's like Black Friday, but for Christmas shit.
Uh-huh.
So when you come, when they open early, which should be your first red flag, because if they're opening early, there's a reason. And you come and stand in line for 40 minutes because you made the poor life choice to do that. And then you yell at the person because they had to stand in line for 40. What the? Come on. Just mm-hmm. stay home. Mm-hmm. You got weeks to return that shit. It can't be. The gift isn't that bad. And yes, if you're one of those people, it's a poor life choice. Don't do it.
Poor life choice, don't do.
Ah.
Well, so you've been moving, but like Lita, like came home. Lita has been in a mood.
Well, she's a teen.
She's a teen, and you know, it's again the light is affecting all of us. And she came home yesterday and she's just like, everybody I know is having a hard time right now. Everybody I know. Everybody is just like, what is going on? And she's right. Like, there was a night last week. I mean, there's just so much going on in the holiday season. There's finals. There's Christmas concerts. There's Christmas shopping. There's still piano and there's still dance and there's still all this other stuff that's going on. And we had to go get a fucking Christmas tree, right? We had to figure that out.
I did see that, yeah.
Yeah. We had to go get a fucking Christmas tree. Fucking Christmas tree.
A live one.
And it was like, when are we going to do this? Like, when are we going to do this? And so we just decided, flat out decided, okay, Wednesday night, we're getting the Christmas tree. And the problem was that there was so much to get done that it was just like, okay, guys, Lita had dance that night as well. It's like, okay, get all of your homework done, get all of your piano practice done, get all of your assignments done, and then we will go get a Christmas tree. And it was like we had basically plugged every child into an electrical socket.
Oh, God.
And it was, everything was going wrong. Everybody was in a mood. Everybody was just like crazy, screaming, awful.
Ho, ho, ho.
In fact, Marla was like doing her usual piano thing where she's like stalling and stalling and stalling because she just, so she goes to get a glass of water. And I'm fine with that. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, Marlo played the piece. And she sits down. She goes, I need to drink a glass of water. And I'm like, okay, go ahead. She goes, she drinks it for like literally 2 minutes. And I lost my mind. I'm not proud of this. And I was like, put the glass of water down right now and play your piece. But I want a glass of water. And I'm like, put it down. You can have the glass of water after you play your piece. And this went on for like, it was ridiculous. His son came up like 30 minutes after she finished practicing. And he's like, I heard some commotion up here earlier. And Cowboy is like, yeah, Marla was, you know, she's at her doing her piano. And he's like, well, she just wanted a drink of water. Why couldn't she have a drink of water?
Because that's not, it's like a snowball rolling downhill.
Why couldn't she just have her drink of water? And he's like, you don't understand.
No, because she'll get her drink of water and it will take her 5 minutes to drink it. And then she'll want another one. And then she'll have to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I have had those moments. I'm like, I realize that you have to pee and you're going to wait. And you're going to have to pee in 10 minutes because I'm not doing this. And it sounds like when you talk about it in hindsight, it sounds terrible, but it's not.
Well, it was an excuse. It was a total excuse. Yeah.
I worked with a woman who didn't have any kids, and then she had one. Did she have two? I don't remember. They were both small. And we were talking and she said, I never used to understand those parents. I thought they were assholes who were always rushing their kids through stores and kind of on their ass. And she's like, if you don't get shit done. It's like, you can't, you have to constantly be on them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh yeah. Uh-huh. That is exactly how it is. So I can see why his son would like, I don't get the big deal because he's not had to do it.
Hi there, this is Kendra Adachi, and I host the Lazy Genius Podcast. And I need to make sure that you have heard about the new KFC Chicken Nuggets. You have never had nuggets like these before, 100% white meat and hand-breaded in KFC's original recipe. KFC has been a family favorite for years, and now we can get all of the delicious KFC flavor we love and one amazing chicken nugget. Order new Kentucky Fried Chicken Nuggets, now available at participating KFCs near you.
So Lita's, again, she's really upset about her A-, and she came home and she was really upset about a test that she had not done well on. And she's just like, you know, like I get distracted and I feel like I'm not smart enough. Like she, and I was just like, oh my, like I had to like talk her down. And of course I'm texting my mother afterward going, oh God, I'm so sorry that I was like this.
Right.
I'm so sorry. So I'm talking her down and she's just like, I just need to concentrate more and I need to work harder. I'm like, Lita, you work pretty hard. So the night of the Christmas tree, I'm like, do you have homework? And she's like, yeah, I have to write a paper. And then I have this other thing. I'm like, okay, can you get it done in the next hour? And she's like, yeah. So while I'm yelling at Marlo about her goddamn glass of water, today is the day of fucking curse words. Sorry. I'm talking to her about her goddamn glass of water. I hear Lita laughing upstairs.
Like so alone. She's alone in her room.
Yeah.
Okay.
I walk in and I don't even knock. And I walk in and she is FaceTiming friends. And I was like, what are you doing? And she's like, what do you mean? I said, are you doing your homework? And she's like, and she just looks at me and she hangs up the phone and she throws it across the room. Fine. I won't go with you to get the Christmas tree. I have too much homework to do, obviously. I was like, whoa, dude, back up.
Oh, man.
Back up.
So this is all rolled into one day.
Oh, this is rolled into like a 45-minute period. Okay. That was just 45 minutes of it.
And it's all pre-tree, and then you're all supposed to go out and get a tree and be happy yeah. about it. And at some point, put the lights on the tree, which, as we've discussed, is not your favorite thing to do.
Nope. You know what happened? Is oh, we no. put the Christmas tree up, and then on Saturday or Sunday, we're like, kids, go for it. And we didn't do anything. We didn't hang a single ornament. They did it all.
So, and it's good? Well, honestly.
Yeah, it looks great.
I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I think it says something, because you know you would have spent like six times the amount of time they did. And when all is said and done and you look at it, they're both great. So
yeah,
you don't
really I admire those people who have those trees that are like, you know, works of art, you know, where all the ornaments are kind of like the same or in the same vein, and there's beautiful like white lights around it, and it's like this like Pinteresty work of art, you know?
Oh yeah.
I've never ever ever done that. It's always been like this tree that looks like somebody threw up on it.
Which I feel like is kind of the only way you can have a tree if you have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm very meticulous and very organized, so those trees appeal to me. But it's not possible. And then when the kids are really little, like there's no ornaments on the bottom half. Or if they are, they're like non-breakable. And then as they get older, there's just ornaments everywhere or clumped into one area. When Lexton was really little, he would hang. I don't know how he did it. He would find the heaviest fucking ornaments and hang them right at the end of the flimsiest branches. And like wouldn't see that that's not going to work out. So, right? You know, it would be every ornament I would hang, I'd have to like rehang three of his because then he would rehang what I rehung, and it, oh my God.
Oh, and then they, you know, you have the collection of all the ornaments that they made in preschool and first grade and second grade and third grade. And it's like, dude, if you're going to make an ornament, can you make something that like doesn't look disfigured?
Right. Yep. At least, though, the ornaments are small and easy to pack. Yeah. I threw it out, took photos. He made a Christmas tree. I don't remember what year, like out of hands, like traced his hands and green paper and cut them out and then cut out circles and like formed it into a cone shape. And it was adorable. We had it for years, like years and years and years. And it was not really tree shaped anymore. And it was kind of gross. And I just took pictures and threw it out. Because you can't possibly hang on to everything.
No.
I mean, you will have just bins and bins and bins of stuff that you're never actually going to do anything with.
Oh, no. So we actually had two Christmas trees when we moved into that really big house. And so we had like four bins of Christmas decorations. I threw out, when I moved, I gave away three. I basically shoved it down into one tiny, tiny, tiny bin. And that's all I have. Like, I really, really did gut my stuff when I moved. Right down to the basics. And so we had this one tiny thing that I kept of all the special stuff. And so I brought it upstairs and Lita's like, where's everything else? And I was like, well, this is what I kept. And she's like, did you keep the real? And she started to panic. I was like, I kept it all. Okay. I kept it all. I didn't throw away any of the special stuff. It's here. So, yeah, like I look at my first grade ornament that I made in first grade would be 1981. Yeah. And it was a Pac-Man.
A Pac-Man?
A ceramic Pac-Man. Yeah. It's ugly as shit. Like that. It's like, really? You're going to make a Pac-Man ornament? That's not going to be on Pinterest.
Oh, man. But yeah, that's like... But it's funny you say that because I think that has changed so much of what prompts these activities. Mm-hmm. What is picture perfect? Whereas when you were in first grade, they were like, make a fucking ornament. Pac-Man, sure. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. I'm not going to have to see it in my house. You can take it home to your parents. They can hang Pac-Man on the tree. Yeah. I definitely have some ugly ones. That's what it's all about, though.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
And you didn't have to light it or decorate it.
Nope.
So really, it's pretty excellent.
It's amazing. Like they did it all, and they actually had decorated the house with other stuff, and it's great.
Wow. And yeah. You got to watch a bearded man strap it to your car. So it all works out.
It all works out. Yeah. There was a little bit of tension about who got to water it first, but we made it through that. We made it through.
Hang on. That was an argument?
There was an argument about who got to water the tree first, yes. But we're all okay now. Wow. Everything's fine. So
I hate watering the tree.
I don't want to water a tree.
I love live trees. I hate watering them, though.
Well, and also, if you're gonna fight over who gets to water the tree first, then somebody please fucking... The little Coco's bowl, other than me, please, her water bowl. I am the only one in this house that notices that Coco doesn't have any water in her bowl. Hello.
But the tree, that's like, they need to get on that.
I am on one today. Sorry, guys. Sorry. Just, yeah, like, I will walk by her bowl and it's empty. I'm like, oh my God, how long has it been empty? Fuck.
Oh, man.
Living with a dog.
Yep.
Which, by the way, Ryan has not had to edit out her barking for a long time, I think. So.
Which is just based on where you record?
And the fact that she can't see, or she doesn't sit by the front door anymore.
Oh, right. That's what it was.
Yeah, she would always bark at anybody walking by the front door. She actually just parks herself in a warm place and it goes to sleep. So,
well, that's nice.
Because she is... clobbered with love by Marlo and Cowboy's daughter. They just clobber her with love constantly, and she's kind of like, okay, I get it, please stop hugging me.
I don't have the energy left to bark. Yeah, leave me in a warm corner.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get this out of our system, though, because the holiday's coming up. We got to be cheery for that.
We got to be cheery, man. Gotta be cheery.
Record. It's Christmas.
Oh yeah, what are we gonna do?
I don't know. We're going to have to figure that out, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, man. I'll probably still be living out of boxes. Shit.
Well, this is funny. Lita came up to me. So his daughter sings in a choir, a Catholic choir. And so Lita came to me and she says, did you know that you're going to be going to a mass on Christmas Day? And I said, what? She's like, yeah, I saw the calendar downstairs. There's mass on Christmas Day, Mom. Have fun.
Oh man, that's gonna be long too.
And I was like, wait a minute, I don't want to change out of my pajamas on Christmas. What? Oh, we have to go to church.
Is it in the evening?
No, it's in the morning.
Oh God.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to church. I'm going to church on Christmas, John.
What is happening to you? You dressed up for Halloween. You have a live tree in your house.
Mm-hmm.
You're attending mass on a holiday.
Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying buying gifts. What?
Yeah, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the Dippin' Dots. Well, we're going to, like I said, we're going to be gone this weekend and we're coming back on Christmas Eve. And I saw Heather's parents over the weekend, and they said, well, you know, I don't know what time you're getting back, but we're trying to get people to go to the Christmas Eve service at our church. It's like, oh yeah, what time is that? Like, well, 3. I'm like, yeah, definitely getting home after 3. So probably not gonna work.
We were moving my mother this weekend, and Lita came with me. Marlo was at a sleepover, and every year, usually my mother throws a party that we all attend, and then my father throws a party that we all attend. And mind you, my mother and father still get along, and we all hang out, and we all go to each other's parties. And they were helping my mom move. And my stepmother came up to Lita, and she said, "Listen, our Christmas party is on New Year's, is on Christmas Eve. You're going to be there, right?" And Lita was like, "No, I'm actually going to be in New York for Christmas." And she's like, "Oh, well, it's Christmas Eve." And Lita's like, "Why are you having a party on Christmas Eve?" And my stepmother goes, "Well, that's just the day that we chose." And Lita was like, "You could literally have it on any other day."
Oh, why, man, did you choose as if Christmas that's Eve? Like a nonsensical choice, which it isn't. Oh, man. So that's when your mom is having her. When is your dad?
No, that was that was my stepmother.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's their Christmas party. I don't know what we're doing because my kids will be gone. His kids will be here. And yeah. So.
Wow. That is going to be strange. I know we've talked about that before, but to not have the kids, but to not be childless.
Yeah. Well, and you know, Lita's really, really excited to go because she's going to hang out with all of her camp friends a couple times.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And she was really excited the other night talking about it. And she looked at me and she's like, "Are you mad at me?" I'm like, "Why would I be mad at you?" She goes, "Because we're not going to be here and you're going to be lonely." And I'm like, "Dude, I am not the same Heather that from 2016. Nope. Go have fun. Be gone. Be gone."
Yeah. And it's better to know that they're excited.
Yeah.
It would be way worse if she was home just dreading having to go to New York.
Yeah, I mean, they have to fly and do that, and they're not complaining about it. They're super excited to go.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It'll be so cheery for all.
Cheery for all.
Except me and my crooked little artificial tree up on the mantle and all the boxes. But it is better than it was like 3 days ago, so I'm good.
And you've got the holiday to move. You've got the holiday to unpack, right?
I do, yes. Yes. Unfortunately, I mean, there's still the chaos of work, but, you know, end of the year, things are wrapping up. So hopefully that works in my favor. Theoretically. We'll see. Although this house has a fenced in yard and Lexton has already started asking about dogs.
Oh, God. I keep having a recurring nightmare that Cowboy gets us a corgi.
And that is not a nightmare. That would be fucking awesome.
No, I said, and I wake up literally like panting because I can't breathe because it's like, you fucking got us a dog? Really? Are you fucking kidding me? Who's going to take care of the dog? Me.
No, that would be, see, I want you to get one. I don't want one. I just want someone to get a good dog.
And I was like, promise me that you will not get us a corgi. Promise me that this is not happening.
Is that, I mean, are you having that nightmare because you just can anticipate the extra work, or is there part of you that actually thinks he might do it?
There's serious talk about, I mean, because the kids are just, these kids love animals, man. Like, Marla came to me, I was brushing my teeth the other morning before school, and she came to me and she's like, "I think there's a deer on the roof next door."
Oh my God.
So I run over there and there are these really strange footprints going across the snow on the neighbor's house. And we determined that it's probably a raccoon living in their chimney.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate.
We informed them because they have no cap on their chimney and there are raccoon footprints coming down from the chimney. I'm very familiar with this whole scenario, so.
Right.
But the kids love animals so much, and, you know, and they adore corgis, and corgis are a thing, and I can't imagine having that much more responsibility right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I love the idea of having an animal that Lexton could bond with. Like, I see that as being pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the added work, the added responsibility, the added cost. It's one more thing to deal with when you want to go out of town.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know people do it. It's not like this really rare burden. I just don't know that I want to do that. I mean, it's nice to know that we could pack a bag and throw it in the car and leave.
Yeah.
Versus finding somewhere for the dog to be, or can we bring the dog, or who can watch the dog? No.
Nope. That's my life. That is my life.
Yeah. See, I don't.
And I have to go too, because I have to go to a Christmas concert tonight. You know, because it's Christmas, and I have to go get ready for that.
For who?
For his daughter is singing in the choir.
Oh, at the church. She's the reason you went to Italy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yes, you do have to go. So if anyone, I really think if anyone out there is familiar with Dippin' Dots, cereal or ice cream, I want to know. I want to know the experiences, because I don't think it's possible to hate. So let us know.
I've never tried Dippin' Dots ice cream. I got to go do this.
You have to.
If I love the cereal, I bet I'll love the ice cream.
Or something. Oh, yeah. Oh, the ice cream is amazing.
Yeah.
So email us all of your Dippin' Dots stories, or otherwise, of course, maybe raccoons and chimneys, to stories@manicramblings.com. Or you can find us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram @manicramblings. And on Patreon, patreon.com/manicramblings. We're all over the place.
All over the place.
And you can order Heather's book. Right?
Pre-order? I mean, you can order Heather's book on Amazon.
On Amazon? Oh, God. Yeah, so about that.
Sorry about that. It's available for pre-order in many, many places.
So check that out, for sure.
My book is done.
It's done. Your face is on the cover. It's going to be in the world.
And I am, I message these people on Twitter that I follow, like, major people. And I was just like, hi, we follow each other on Twitter. Would you like to read my book?
And the response has been good?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
It has been, so I'm excited. But until next time, put your fucking glass of water down and play the fucking piece. I didn't use those words with her particularly. I was like, put your water down and finish the piece. And then you can have your glass of water. And everything's fine.
She lived.
Many thanks to Tan Lines for the soundtrack, to Lisa Congdon for the cover art, and to Ryan Coomer for his expertise with the editing stuff.
Hey guys, it's Kayla Ewell from Directionally Challenged, a podcast about realigning your internal compass. New KFC chicken nuggets are finally here, and you have never had nuggets like these. All of the delicious KFC flavor you love in one amazing chicken nugget. 100% white meat, hand-breaded in KFC's original recipe. Order new Kentucky Fried Chicken nuggets, now available at participating KFC near you. Guys, they're finger-licking good.